This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Earlier this month, International Women's Day celebrated women right around the world, and just around the corner from where we broadcast, in Blacktown, a junior doctor, Mathila Zaheen, was named finalist for Blacktown City Woman of the Year. Now, Mathila is a junior doctor at Blacktown Hospital and is with me this morning to share some of her very fascinating story. Good morning, Mathila.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, pleasure. This is quite an honour for me to talk to you because I can already tell that you are a very humble human and it's going to be hard for you to talk about yourself. Was it a surprise to get this honour?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When I was up there and attending the breakfast with everybody, seeing the calibre of the candidates, I thought, what am I doing here?
Well, let's talk a bit more about you and your family. Can you tell us a bit about your family and the journey of your parents to come to Australia?
Yeah, so my family is actually originally from Bangladesh. So we moved to Australia when I was quite young. I was only 2 months old. We first moved to New Zealand and then we travelled over to Australia. And we actually settled in Western Sydney. My parents are doctors themselves, and their first ever job, fun fact, was actually at Westmead Hospital. So, yeah, I grew up in the kind of Westmead Parramatta area, and look where I am now, still here.
Yeah, that's right. And they're both doctors, your parents?
Yes, that's right. It's kind of a bit of a family tradition, I guess.
Yeah, what I read is that you and also your siblings are training to be doctors too.
Yes, so my brother, he's actually a junior doctor at Blacktown as well. And we've been going through our entire intern year together, which has been absolutely lovely. And my younger sister is still in medical school. So, yeah.
Why is it, do you think, that you've all become doctors? Is it, you know, have your parents inspired you or is it just in your blood? Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's definitely the former. My parents, they worked so incredibly hard growing up, but at the same time, we were always so inspired by hearing about what they did, hearing about their patients, and they always projected to us that this was a really fulfilling profession. That coupled with all our other interests, like our interest in problem solving or a bit of a fascination with science, I think all of this together helped inspire us to kind of follow in our parents' footsteps. So they didn't pressure us, if that's what the question is, but they definitely always inspired us.
I love that. That's beautiful. I imagine being a junior doctor in the year 2020 would have been quite a challenging time for you. How has COVID-19 pushed you as a junior doctor and perhaps even affirmed what you do?
2020 was actually the first year that I worked as a doctor. So I finished medical school at the end of 2019 and just started my intern year. And it was definitely different to what we expected. I think 2020 with the whole pandemic was incredibly difficult for everybody. It was something that none of us had ever dealt with before. Mm. So with that comes a lot of uncertainty in the hospital system. We had a lot of changes to our timetables, our rostering. We were working lots of long hours, on the front line. We weren't sure what we were really dealing with. So it was quite scary. But at the same time, like you said, it did kind of affirm what we did. And I remember speaking to a friend of mine who's actually not in the medical field, and what she said to me, if not now, when? And I think that's so true when we come back to why we're doing this in the first place. It definitely affirmed that we're doing this to help other people, to help our patients. And while it was scary, I guess it just reminded us that this is a position of privilege to be able to help people in the middle of a pandemic, to know what's going on. So I guess in one way, it's definitely an experience that I think has enriched my career or experience as a doctor.
I can imagine that when COVID first happened and you're just a brand new junior doctor, you'd be a little bit scared and nervous, but maybe the people around you, the other junior doctors and the doctors in the hospital, did you kind of bond together more than you usually would in that sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it was a time where everybody in the hospital got together, not just the doctors and nurses, the staff, the cleaners, everybody in the whole hospital really kind of bonded together. We thought, you know, we're doing something. We're all in this position. It definitely brought us all close together. And not just that, but everyone in the community as well, the amount of support that we got from, the non-medical people in our community was just incredible. There was this one time I remember I was in my scrubs on the way to work trying to do my groceries, and I was just, you know, in a bit of a rush trying to get to work, and as I heard somebody say thank you, and I thought, oh, is somebody who's that? And then I looked over and there was a gentleman who said, no, thank you. Thank you so much for your service. And that just made my day. And yeah, there were a couple of other people who said, thank you. Just because I was there and wearing my scrubs. And it was just really heartwarming to see not just everybody in the hospital to support us, but to see the support from the wider community.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. And I want to say thank you and to everyone else who's been on the front line through this time, because it's gone on a long time and it's still going as well. Did you have to deal as well with fear from patients through that time?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was such a crazy time. Like I said, this is something that it's new for even people in the medical field. So there was a lot of misinformation, and I guess it's a really difficult situation where even doctors are trying to figure out what's going on. Even our top researchers are still trying to figure out what's going on. So we've got that element. And then on top of that, there's a lot of fear and misinformation and I guess a lot of fear from the crowds. And we definitely saw that in our patients. I had a lot of questions from patients who didn't know what to believe, didn't know what news to read, didn't know how to get tested, what the signs were, when they should be concerned. So it was a really challenging time for everybody, and not just for the patients, I think for the doctors as well. We're trying to put everything together.
Now, you're a doctor, you're very busy in your life, but you carve out a lot of your spare time volunteering within your local community. Can you share about some of the things that you do when you're not working as a doctor?
I'm really passionate about helping the underserved communities and helping people who are less fortunate than me. So despite, you know, the busy schedule and all, I really try to make it a priority to make sure that I'm helping those in need. So I do that in a couple of ways, and I volunteer for quite a few organisations, but I'll just touch on a couple for today's show. The main one I wanted to talk about was the Waterwell Project. So the Waterwell Project is a health promotion charity run by medical and allied health professionals that basically focuses on improving the health literacy of migrant, refugee and asylum seeker communities. So the way we do this is providing health education to these communities. So if you're a final year medical student or a final year allied health student or a working doctor or allied health professional, you can get involved, be linked up with a community, and then deliver an education session. And these topics can be really anything. So it can range from women's health, mental health, so there's a lot now on the COVID-19 pandemic and what about the vaccines and things like that. And I think I find it really rewarding to be able to be a part of delivering this kind of education and having that connection with the community. So that's one thing that I've been doing in my spare time to try to help educate people in our community.
Yeah, what kind of challenges do you see in health literacy within these communities, Mathila?
I guess there's a lot of challenges, and it depends from community to community. Sometimes there's quite a large language or cultural barrier that you need to kind of adapt to when you're delivering these health education sessions. So the Waterwell Project, for example, can provide you with an interpreter to help kind of bridge that gap. And we also try to make sure that these sessions are appropriate to the community as well. So there are, I think those would be probably the main challenges. And of course, I guess having the lack of the knowledge to begin with is always a challenge, which is why I think we need to kind of do more about this. I think I mentioned in the article, it's fantastic to be able to help people in hospital, but if they're not being empowered to seek out this help, if they're not sure how to go to ED, when do they need to go to the emergency department, when do they need to go to a GP, then there's a huge gap that we're not really bridging.
I've got to ask you, Mathila, before we go, you go very hard by the sounds of things. You're very busy. What do you do to rest and to take time out for yourself?
Trust me, I do a lot of resting.
Good.
I've recently gone back into the gym. I play a little bit of ukulele. So my brother and I, we often have some jam sessions at home. And I'm also a bit of a true crime fanatic. So I have this podcast on repeat.
Great. I love that, Mathila. I got to know you very well this morning. Thanks so much for joining us on Hope Breakfast. And if you want to find out more as well about the Waterwell Project, you can at thewaterwellproject.org. You're an inspiration, Mathila, to all of Sydney this morning, but also in our local area here around the corner in Blacktown. So thank you so much for what you do and for taking time out to talk with me on Hope Breakfast.
Thank you. That's all right. Thank you so much for having me. It was lovely to meet you all.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.